customer segments.
When creating a new business model canvas, the first question any business must ask is, for whom are you creating value? Sometimes that answer may be a bit complicated. For example, take PayPal. PayPal is an example of a multi-sided platform that connects both buyers and sellers in a financial transaction. It essentially has two customers, each with a different value proposition. Sometimes the customer may simply be a new segment of an existing market. Take, for example, Nike shoes. Nike initially targeted the runner, which had a very specific set of needs, as we discussed in the blog post titled, Just Do It. However, Nike has expanded its line to include basketball, football, and baseball shoes as well. Each segment has its own set of value propositions.
A company may consider diversifying its customer offering. For example, General Motors developed robots to more efficiently assemble its automobiles.
Since its robots could be used for other functions, General Motors sells its robots and technology to other companies. More specifically, my company created a series of training courses for a computer company that used General Motors robots to assemble disk drives in a clean room environment. Using the business model canvas to lay out a visual representation for each customer segment is a great way to get a simple bird's eye view and to give the entrepreneur the ability to assess which customer segment is the most important. Question: do you have a clear picture of the customer segment your business targets? Choosing a customer segment type. The first step for new business or an existing business coming out with a new product line is to define the customer segment they are targeting. During the early stages of the process, I recommend starting out with a broad definition of the customer segment. The following is a list of five common customer segment types with a brief description to help you understand each of them. Later in the planning process, you will have to put a finer point on the customer segment using demographics and psychographics. But during the early planning stages, all you need to consider is which one of the five broad customer segment types you will be targeting with your product or service. Number one, mass market. You are making no distinction as to the audience of your product or service. Moreover, the value proposition will apply to all people. The iPod, iTunes, Blu-ray players, house painting, and dry cleaning are examples of a customer segment that appeals to the mass market with little or no differentiations. Number two, niche market. In the old days, before the internet and search engines, the only way to make money was to target the mass market. Today, businesses can target very small segments of the market. For example, a manufacturer of replacement drone propellers is a niche market, since it only applies to drone owners that are looking for replacement propellers. Today, businesses can target them very accurately. Number three, segmented. You have one customer, but you can offer different value propositions or customer relationships. For example, consider banking. Banks have standard and private banking relationships with their customers. An individual may be the bank's customer, but with private banking, the customer relationship and value proposition is very different. In private banking, the customer has a different customer relationship with the bank and is assigned an account person they can call for all issues. Additionally, they have a different value proposition, as many services that have a fee, such as wiring money, are provided free of charge to private banking clients. While the bank may serve the same customer, there may be multiple ways they want to segment them with respect to the services offered. Moreover, many companies offer different services for subscribers versus non-subscribers. Number four, diversified. You have one business model, but it serves two unrelated customer segments. For example, Wilson Sporting Goods sells sporting goods. One customer might be a football player. People who play football generally are young men. Wilson Sporting Goods also sells tennis equipment. Tennis players are generally older and can be both male and female. As you can see, Wilson Sporting Goods has the same business model, but two very different customers. Number 5. Multi-sided. You serve two independent customers related by your product or service. For example, credit card companies have two types of customers, merchants and cardholders. Their business models address both of these customers, but with different sides of the same platform. Consignment shops and eBay are another good example of a multi-sided customer segment, as they serve both buyers and sellers with a single product or service. Question: what customer segment are you serving? Serving economic and end-user customer segments. When fleshing out your business model canvas, you need to define your customer segment and value proposition. However, it is sometimes necessary to consider both the economic buyer and the end user when defining your customer segments. For example, the other day I took my grandson to a Chuck E. Cheese. The end user was my grandson, and any value proposition for this customer segment would have to include providing a wide array of arcade-style games for children of various age groups. Moreover, the value proposition would need to incorporate the child's desire to secure as many reward tickets as possible so that they could be exchanged for prizes and toys at the end of the visit.
But of course, my grandson's customer segment would never have the means to show up or buy the tokens necessary to play the games.
Therefore, Chuck E. Cheese has a diversified customer segment and needs to account for the economic buyer, aka the adult, as well as the end user. To address this group, Chuck E. Cheese offers the economic buyer security measures to make sure kids cannot leave the premises without physically being with the adult who brought them in. Additionally, Chuck E. Cheese provides beer for the adults, because we all know you have to have beer with pizza. Question: does your value proposition address the needs of both the economic and end users of your customer segment? Understanding customer segment jobs. Once you have a good idea of your target customer segment, it is time to dig a little deeper. To do this, describe the specific tasks your customer segment is trying to do in their core job, the problems they are trying to solve, or the needs they are trying to satisfy. Besides the customer segment's core job responsibilities, your customers may also be trying to look good in the eyes of another, gain status, or even secure more power for themselves. Perhaps your customers are looking for more security, or just to feel better about themselves. When examining the traits of your customer segment, you have to think outside of their core responsibilities. To help put a finer point on the job of your customer segment, you can ask the following questions. What functions are you trying to help your customer perform? Are they trying to complete a task, solve a problem, or fulfill a need? What social needs are you trying to help your customers perform? Are you trying to help them look good, raise their status, or gain additional power? What emotional needs are you trying to help your customers perform? Are you trying to make them feel better about themselves or provide more security? After answering these questions, attempt to rank your customer segment tasks, problems, and needs according to their significance, critical nature, and frequency. Finally, try to outline the context of their job to determine if there are any limitations or constraints that may apply. Question: have you defined the tasks, problems, and needs of your customer segment? Understanding customer segment pain points. Once you have a pretty good idea of the job your customer segment has to do, it is time to ferret out and define their pain points. You can use the following questions to more accurately describe your customers' negative emotions, undesirable costs and situations, and risks they experience before, during, and after their job. What takes too long, costs too much, or requires too much effort in your customer's opinion? What frustrates, annoys, or gives your customers a headache?
How are the current solutions underperforming for your customer? For example, is there a lack of features or low performance? Are other solutions prone to malfunctions or errors? What are the main difficulties or challenges your customer encounters? For example, do they have difficulty understanding how things actually work or get done?
What negative social consequences could your customer encounter? For example, what causes your customer to lose face, power, trust, or status? Are there financial, social, or technical risks that your customer fears? Are there big issues, concerns, or worries that keep your customers up at night? What are the common mistakes that your customer makes? Finally, what barriers keep your customer from adopting a solution? For example, are upfront costs too high? Are learning curves too lengthy? Does the customer resist change? After answering these questions, attempt to rank your customer's pain points according to their significance and frequency. Question: have you defined your customer's pain points? Understanding your customer segment gain points. Once you have a pretty good idea of the job your customer segment has to do, it is time to ferret out and define their gain points.
Use the following questions to describe the benefits your customer expects, desires, or would be surprised to receive. What savings in terms of time, money, or effort would make your customer happy?
What outcomes in terms of quality and quantity does your customer expect? What would go beyond their expectations? What current features, performance, and quality items delight your customer?
What would make your customer's job or life easier?
For example, would a flatter learning curve, more options or services, or lower cost of ownership make your customer's life easier? What would make your customer look better in the eyes of others, increase their power, or raise their status? Is your customer looking for a better design, guarantees, specific features, or more features? Does your customer dream of big achievements or being relieved of burdens they have? How does your customer measure success? For example, do they measure success in terms of time, cost, or performance? Finally, what would increase the likelihood that the customer would adopt a new solution? For example, would lower cost, risk, or investments better entice your customer? What about better quality or performance?
After answering these questions, attempt to rank your customer's gain points according to their significance and frequency.
Question: have you defined your customer's gain points?